This is Jason.
This is Kailani.
And welcome to episode 3 of the We're In For The Night podcast presented by the Movie Mavericks, a podcast in which I make my girlfriend watch a movie and she tells you if it was good or bad. Of course, I think these are all good. That's why we're watching them. If you've listened to our last couple episodes, they've been a mixed bag as far as she was concerned. They're gems to me. This night, we watched a 1989 film by Niko Mastorakis. I think that's how you say his name. He's a Greek filmmaker of some note. He's got a kind of cult following, and it's called Ninja Academy, a movie that I loved dearly when I stumbled upon it in the seventh grade. What did you think about it?
I thought it was boring. It was horrible. Bad acting.
You're looking for good acting in a movie from 1989 that's basically a Police Academy ripoff. You like Police Academy movies.
Yes, it's better acting. It's more believable.
So you're saying the Gutenberg is a better actor than anybody in this movie?
Yes.
What Police Academy do you actually like? Just the first one? Because they suck. I mean, if you honestly look at them, they're terrible. And they're comparable to anything that was in Ninja Academy.
So then why do you make me watch all the movies that are just like it? Like that one movie with Steve Martin in it. Marines?
Sergeant Bilko?
Yeah.
Oh, man. We should have done one on Sergeant Bilko. You didn't like Sergeant Bilko?
I mean, it was more entertaining than this.
That's because you made it all the way through. Let's be honest. This movie runs 90 minutes. You maybe got 15 minutes into it.
No, I made it past you.
What was the last scene you saw? Exactly. This is the game we play, folks, where she acts like she made it a lot farther than she did, and I ask her what the last scene she saw was. And then we watched the movie again.
It was when the guy was demanding or wanting to know what the other place was or who was running that ninja place, when obviously you know who it was.
Okay, that's about when I got to.
Yeah.
Okay. But I've seen the movie, so I know how this gem ends.
I know, but that's not fair because that's every movie we watch.
Do you want to see the ending? Do you want to know how it ends?
No.
Oh, I got excited for a second. You said it's no fair. I was like, I can make it even if you'd like. Well, I'm sorry you didn't like this movie. This is a couple things that happened, though. Before we watched this movie, of course, I brought down the DVD. I had to get this on DVD years ago. I saw this in the seventh grade, and it was a huge, huge cult favorite upon my friends and I. When I brought down the DVD and showed you the cover, your words were, oh, this is your kind of movie. And I'm like, what does that mean? Right off the bat. And you could just look at the box. And then you ask me if this was for real or fake. And I said, it's absolutely for real. I didn't just make this up to show you.
Look it. Look at the font.
It is a horrible box. I'll give you that. Yeah. And then when I wouldn't show you what it was at first, you guessed that it felt like we were going to watch a Damon Wayans flick, like White Chicks. And then I had to kindly remind you that Damon Wayans wasn't in White Chicks.
Okay, the Wayans brothers, they're all the same.
But really, my favorite part of the evening, even more so than watching Ninja Academy, was when you looked at me dead square in the eye and said, are we going to watch The Mighty Ducks? What makes you think I would ever watch The Mighty Ducks?
It's your kind of movie, kind of.
It
has that one guy.
Do you
guy
just
in
consider
it.
Anything that shit my kind of movie?
Yeah.
Basically?
Yeah, especially from the 90s. Even 80s.
Is this why when you're halfway impressed by these movies, you're like really impressed?
No, seriously.
Yeah, I know. Right?
Really?
Oh, that's terrible. I mean, I found out something about you tonight, though, is that you're really a closet Mighty Ducks fan, and I want to know if you've seen all three.
I have.
You have, haven't you?
I even know the chant.
You do? Yeah. Of course you do. And you're giving me shit about Ninja Academy?
I had the biggest crush on that guy. What's his name? Emilio Estevez or something? I don't know.
First of all, you saw Mighty Ducks when you were a child, and I thought you were going to say, like, Joshua Jackson or one of the little boys, but you had a crush on the coach?
Yes.
Oh, honey, we need to get off this podcast ASAP and get you into therapy. All right, guys, that's going to wrap it up for tonight. I'm Jason.
This is Kailani.
We want to thank you for joining us, and check out the Movie Mavericks podcast and moviemavericks.com. Thanks, folks.